عمل
我们亲爱的长子同工、主内弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Our dear fellow workers and brothers and sisters and friends, peace be with you all.
我们请来看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章，请看第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
十二章三节，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所单看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
有人说看人要看得明白清楚，需要聪明。
It is said that in order to be able to see a person clearly, we need to be wise.
那看自己更需要有智慧。
And we, in order to see ourselves clearly, we need even more wisdom.
这样我们才不会把自己看得过于所单看。
In that way, we will not overestimate ourselves.
在我们传福音的同时
，at the same time when we preach，
我们知道我们所承担的这个传福音的使命是伟大的。
We know that the commission that we have to preach the gospel is a great one。
但是伟大的使命并不代表着伟大的我们。
But a great commission does not mean that we are great。
我们也经常会因着使命的伟大而错看了自己。
And often because our commission is great, we misperceive ourselves.
把自我无限的放大，甚至把自己给神圣化了。
And subconsciously, we magnify ourselves and we blur God away.
所以我们更应当像保罗在这边的提醒跟勉励一样。
And so that's why we should be like how Paul encouraged us here.
应当要看自己合乎中道，不要过于所单看。
To think of ourselves soberly and not think more highly than we ought to think.
昨早上小弟想借着旧约的先知这个耶利米，在他蒙召的时候的几处经文来跟我们相互的勉励跟分享。
So today I'd like to use some passages from Jeremiah when he was first called as a prophet for our mutual encouragement.
来谈一谈要怎么样才能够看自己看得合乎中道。
To see how we should see ourselves, to think of ourselves in a sober manner.
不至于因为主耶稣所交付的伟大使命而错觉自己也很伟大。
So that we do not misperceive ourselves as being great just because we have a great commission.
我们请看耶利米书第一章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1.
旧约圣经耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第10节，一章十节，看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆，又要建立栽植。
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
这一段经文在告诉当时的这个耶利米先知。
This passage is telling the prophet Jeremiah at the time.
他所要承接的这个使命。
The commission, the work that he was about to take on.
那这一段经文也等于在告诉今天的我们。
And this verse is also telling us today.
我们在今天世上基督徒的使命到底是什么？
What exactly is the commission we have as Christians?
信仰和社会和文化之间的关系又是什么？
And what is the relationship between faith and our society and our culture?
如同主耶稣所说的新旧难合的比喻。
It's just like how Jesus talked about the parable of the old and the new.
基督的福音绝对不是可以跟我们的社会文化能够并容，能够相安无事的。
We cannot take the concepts of this world and our faith and meld them together.
基督徒在现今的世上不是为了要找一个在山顶上的修道院一个净土来作为我们栖身之所。
We are not, as Christians, supposed to go just to the top of the mountain and find some place as our dwelling place, as our physical dwelling place.
或者是啊，我们呢，在我们教会，这个小的可怜的这一片土地上，来营造一个圣人俱乐部的乐园。
Or to take this land that we have here for the church and to establish some kind of high society club.
像彼得啊，在便茅山上对主耶稣所说的，主啊。我们在这里真好。
It's like Peter said to Jesus when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
留连在那个神圣的气氛当中。
To stay in the atmosphere of God.
主耶稣反倒是要我们进到这个世界里头。
On the contrary, Jesus wants us to enter into the world.
如同神要耶利米先知进到世界里面来做拔出、拆毁、毁坏。请父，然后又建立栽种的工作。
Just like how God wanted Jeremiah to go out into the world and to perform the work of pulling down, of throwing down, and to plant.
我们对世上各种的不公平、各种的不公义、各种的不含圣经教训的现况，要做拆毁的工作。
That we should root out and we should perform the work of destruction to the things in this world that are unfair, that are not in accordance with the Bible.
好让神的公义。以及权柄啊，能够在列国列邦当中被建造起来。
So that the justice of God can be established in all the different countries of this world.
所以我们想想看，神给耶利米先知的这个使命，难道不轰轰烈烈吗
？And so if you think about this, isn't the commission that God gave Jeremiah a great one?
今天呢，我们承接主耶稣给我们。的使命就如同神给耶利米先知一样。
Today the commission that we have from God is the same as that God gave to Jeremiah.
让我们满腔热血，一股冲动。
It completely motivates us and makes us want to get out there.
我要改变世界。
It makes us impulsive. We want to change the world.
我要改革教会。
We want to change the church.
功不出山，奈昌生何？十足的这个弥赛亚的心态啊。
And we feel like we have the motivation or we have the attitude of the Messiah.
小弟记得还在神学院的时候。
I remember back when I was still in theological training.
有一次这个学弟现在也是传道了
Remember I had a classmate who is also a pastor now.
在车上他问小弟学长，你知不知道我为什么要出来当传道？
And he was younger than me, and we were riding in the car once, and he said to me once when we were in the car, do you know why I want to be a pastor?
因为小弟曾经听过他的见证，他小时候是软骨症，但是因为主耶稣的怜悯跟医治，让他能够行走。
Because I had heard his testimony before, when he was younger, he had bone defects, but because of the healing of Jesus, he was able to walk.
在当传道之前他在教会里头也是负责人，热心的服事。
And he had previously been a council member who served zealously in the church.
所以我就想说，应该你是要报答神的恩典吧
？And so I figured it's probably because you want to repay the grace of God.
他说不是的。
He said no.
我就问说，那又是什么
？So I said, then why?
因为我们的教区里头的传道。没有一个可以的啦。
And he said, because in our region of our church, there is not one pastor who knows what he's doing.
我要出来改革。
I want to come out and reform.
当时我只是笑一笑，没有讲话。
I just chuckled, I didn't say anything.
几年后
years later,
神学院毕业安立为传道人。
We had all graduated from TTP and been ordained as ministers.
他也调到跟小弟同一个教区来服事。
And he actually was assigned to the same region as I was.
大概差不多实习年过了。
实习年
intern 结束了。
We had finished our internship.
他呢我找他一届了。
He had just finished his internship. I had been out a few years earlier than him.
有一次在一起他大吐苦水。
And once when we were out there, then he started He started complaining.
教会什么问题重重这边也不好，那边也不对。
He's talking about how the church is filled with problems. This isn't right, and that's not right.
通通要做传道的负责，我怎么能负责
？And for a pastor to have to deal with all of this, how am I supposed to deal with this?
小弟就问他的，哎，你还记不记得你在神学院啊，告诉我说你为什么要当传道
？And so I asked him, do you remember back in TTP when you told me why you wanted to be a pastor？
哦，他忘了了，他说为什么
？He had forgotten. He told me why。
我说你不是说啊，这个区里头的传道没有一个可以的，你要出来改革啊
？And I told him, remember you said that in this region there isn't one pastor that knows what he's doing. You want to come out and make reformations。
哦，他一听啊，哈哈大笑。
And once he heard this, he laughed out loud。
哎，告诉我，我现在啊比他们还差劲，还烂。
And I told, and he said, I'm actually the worst pastor of them all。
很多时候我们就会面对像哦这个耶利米啊。先知在承接使命的那个当时的冲动一样。
A lot of times we also feel that impulse, just like Jeremiah must have felt when God first gave him this commission.
哦啊，大有那种要为主耶稣烧尽的冲动哦。
It's that impulsiveness to want to get out there and to burn everything up for God.
哦，大有那个以利亚先知啊，在这个何烈山哦。看到神在出现之前那个崩山碎石、哦、那个火那个地震
It must have been like when Elijah was on Mount Horeb and he saw the works of God, he saw the earthquake, the fire, he saw the wind、
哎、我们再来看另外一处经文
Let's look at another passage
来看十八节
Let's look at verse 18、
耶利米书一章的十八节
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 18
十八节
18.
看啊我今日使你成为坚城铁柱铜墙与全地、啊、和犹大的君王首领祭司 并地上的众民反对十九节
19.
他们要攻击你、啊、却不能胜你因为我与你同在要拯救你这是神说的啊、我们从这一段经文、我们更加能够体验、哦、这是一个、哦、好震撼性的一个使命。
From this passage, we can see once again that this commission was such a great and moving commission.
神呼召耶利米先知、啊、要他站在真理，站在神的那边。
When God called Jeremiah, he wanted him to stand on the side of truth, on the side of God.
要勇敢的与全世界有权位的人来
To courageously go and fight against all of the people of the world with power.
啊，不怕牺牲，不计代价。
To not be afraid of fighting, to not be afraid of sacrifice.
要为真理而生，要为真理而死。
But to be willing to give your life for the truth, to be willing to die for the truth.
哎，很多时候，当我们承接圣工的时候。
A lot of times when we take on holy work,
我们也都是满腔的热血
we are also filled with the zeal.、
哦、充满着改革，充满着奋心的斗志
We are filled with this、desire to fight for reform and to fight for a revitalization.、
哦、千斤重担压肩头，一片忠心报神国
And we take this entire burden on our shoulders and we want to try to get out there.、And fight for the kingdom of God.
哦，如同彼得当日对主耶稣所说的
，It's just like what Peter once said to Jesus.
就是与你一同下监，一同受死，也是甘心。
That I am willing to go with you even to prison and even to the death.
好，因着伟大使命的震撼
，He was willing to fight for this great commission.
让我们也不自觉的。觉得自己也伟大起来了。
And so this makes us unwittingly realize that we are also great.
我们再看一处经文。
Let's look at another verse.
我们往前看，我们来看第四节。
Let's move back to verse 4.
耶利米书一章四节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4.
四节，耶利米说：“神的话临到我说。”五节。
Five.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你为出母胎，我以分别你为圣，我以派你做列国的先知。六节。
Six.
我就说，主神啊，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。七节。
Seven.
神对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去； 我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。第八节。
8.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是神说的。在这边呢，我们仿佛看到说一个蒙神所选召的人，他所具备的条件。
Here we can see the criteria of somebody that God wants to choose.
以及他所经历的过程。
And we also see the experiences that he has had.
第一个就是晓得。
The first,
晓得。知道哦。
Is that he understands, he knows.
神知道我们是什么咖，知道我们是什么料。
God knows what type of person we are.
他知道我们的境况。
He knows our situation.
他晓得我们的能力。
And he understands our abilities.
甚至比我们认识我们自己更要认识。
He knows us even better than we know ourselves.
所以神是在这样的一个基础上来呼召我们的。
And so it is on this foundation that God, or on this basis that God calls us.
所以我们不应当自我欺骗。
And so we should not deceive ourselves.
对我们自己存在着任何不切实际的想象。
And to imagine things that really aren't real.
我们只能够在神对我们的晓得认识上来服侍他，来不断的自我前进。
We can only serve God and continue to improve based on this understanding that God has of us.
这个是蒙神选召的人第一个要知道的条件。
And this is the first criteria that those who are called by God must know and have.
第二个就是分别了。
And the second is to separate ourselves.
如同神分别这个耶利米一样。
Just like how God separated Jeremiah.
神也已经把我们分别出来。
God has also already separated us.
把我们分别为圣。
He has separated us and sanctified us.
所以我们必须要是圣洁的。
And so we must be holy.
在德性上与神要我们承受的这个使命要能够配合。
In our faith, we must be able to, we must be able to.
就好像我们要献上能够神所悦纳的祭我们就必须要成为神所悦纳的人一样。
We must be able to match the calling that God has of us, just like if you want to be an offering that God.For God, then you must be somebody that can be accepted by God.
所以唯有那个守节心清的人才配来承担神的使命。
So only those who have clean hands and a heart can accept the commission of God.
我们见了弟兄姐妹。
And so our brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的了解我们自己实际的情况。
If we truly understand our actual situation.
也许是何等的简陋与不配。
And we understand that we are so lacking and we are unworthy.
与神的要求，与神所给予使命承担的这个要求两造之间的悬殊何等的大。
And we understand that there is such a great gap between us and what God requires, what God wants.
那我们就不得不承认自己在侍奉的时候是何等的不配，是蒙神所高举。特别开恩而任用。
Then in our service, we can't help but understand and know that it is God who lifts us up so that we are able to be used.
这也是每一个侍奉神、蒙神选召人的第二个认识。
And so this is the second understanding that anyone who is called by God and used by God must have.
神对我们的要求，以及我们所承担的使命。
Is the requirements that God has of us versus.The commission that he gives us.
是一体的两面。
These are two sides of the same coin.
再来第三个。
The third.
差遣。
To send.
在这边呢，神对耶利米说是神差遣他去的。
Here God tells Jeremiah that it is God who sends him.
是神选派耶利米做先知的。
It is God who chose Jeremiah to be a prophet.
而不是耶利米自告奋勇要来做先知的。
Not Jeremiah who came forward and courageously wanted to be a prophet.
耶利米不是自己做自己的先知。
Jeremiah did not come out to be a prophet of himself.
而是被呼召来做神的先知的。
But he was called to be a prophet for God.
所以是要传讲神要他传讲的话。
So he had to preach the words that God wanted him to preach.
去说神要他所说的事，做所做的事。
He had to say the things God wanted him to say and do the things that God wanted him to do.
如此一来，任何的一个使命临到我们，都意味着神对我们有所要求。
In the same way, whenever a commission from God comes upon us, He has the same requirements of us.
哦，不单是神借着我们对我们传讲的对象，对这个世界有所要求。
Whatever requirements God has of us for the people that we preach to,
而是神对我们先有要求。
Actually, before God gives requirements to people that we preach to, God first gives requirements to us.
叫我们的生命啊，与我们所要承担的使命相称以后啊，才借着我们的言语、我们的生活来传讲神对这个世界的要求。
Only when we can come on par with the requirements that God has of us can we use our words and our actions to do His work.
所以换句话说，神不单单要审判这个世界的不是。
And so, in other words, God not only wants to judge the world,
也要审判我们这些传讲神信息的人的不是。
God also wants to judge those of us who preach His word.
所以传讲的人跟这个所传讲的信息，这个是不能够分割的。
And so the preacher and the words that the preacher preaches has to be, cannot be separated.
你不能讲一套，但是做的是一套。
You can't say one thing and do another.
哦，就如同主耶稣责备当日假冒伪善的这些法利赛人一样。
Just like how Jesus criticized the hypocritical Pharisees.
哦，他们是能说不能行的人。
That they could say all these things but not do a thing.
所以要受更重的审判。
And that's why they had to face a greater judgment.
来看保罗提醒提摩太。
Let's look at what Paul reminded Timothy.
我们来看提摩太前书的四章十六节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
提摩太前书四章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
这一节经文也是小弟神学院毕业的时候，神学院送我们这些毕业生圣经上面所提的一段经文。
And this is a verse that was given to us and written in our Bibles when we graduated from theological training.
所以传讲的人跟所传讲的信息是不能够分开的。
And so those who preach and the words they preach cannot be separated.
神审判这个我们传讲信息的这个接受信息的人，也审判传讲信息的人。
God judges both the hearers of the word as well as the speakers of the word.
所以我们在这三处的经文我们把它做一个连结。
And so let's connect these three passages we just read.
来作为一个对信仰也好，对我们自己比较平衡的理解。
And so that it can help both our faith as well as for us to have a better understanding of ourselves.
其实不论我们再怎么样的谦卑，甚至是自卑
Actually, no matter how humble we are,
我们对教会是怎么样抱着很实际的看法。
How can we have an accurate understanding of the church.
我们都得承认信仰对教会也好，对世界来说都是极具挑战性跟革命性的。都是 challenge.
We have to recognize that whether it's to our own faith or to understand of the church, these are all challenges.
福音是绝对不同于这个世界任何的学说的。
The gospel is not like any other scholarly work in this world.
也绝对没办法跟这个世界上任何的主张来做一个协调的大和解。
It is not just another philosophy, and it is not something that you can take and combine with something else.
因为福音要宣告，在这个人间所有的学说以及人在这个拯救自己的实际上是无能为力的。
Or explain in another way, because when you compare the faith, the words of the faith, with or the gospel with all these other philosophies, this is something that surpasses it in power.
他要判定我们的智慧的限制跟对我们罪性的无法克服
It will judge us and it will help us overcome the things that we cannot overcome.
所以福音永远是这个世界上 不同于世界的声音。
And so this gospel will always be a different voice from any other voice in this world.
没有任何一个人是天生出来当基督徒的。
Nobody is born a Christian.
基督的福音如果对我们不产生挑战，那这个福音呢，就不是真福音了。
If the gospel of Christ does not create a challenge for us, then this gospel is not a gospel.
因为耶稣的福音不是要来来改变配合我们，而是要求我们改变来配合这个福音的。
Because the gospel's purpose is not to come and change so that it fits us, but it is to change us so that we can fit the gospel.
如同耶稣所讲的这个新旧难合的比喻。
It is just like the parable of the old and new wineskins that Jesus preached.
没有人会把这个新酒装到那个旧酒袋里头。
Nobody will take new wine and put it into an old wineskin.
因为这个旧的酒袋已经饱经风霜了，这个失去弹性了。
Because the old wineskin has already lost its elasticity.
那个新酒还继续在发酵当中是有生命的。
But new wine is still living and is still it's still being fermented.
那如果把这个新酒装到旧皮袋里头那个酒一发酵，那个皮袋就胀起来，甚至就裂开了。
And so that's why if the new wine is put into an old wineskin, then once it becomes fermented, it will expand and it could even break the old wineskin.
这个酒也漏光了，这个酒袋也破掉了。
And all your wine will be gone and your wineskin will be ruined.
所以福音对每一个基督徒来说都是挑战。
And so the gospel is a challenge for all Christians.
所以要求我们要生命更新，把这个旧酒袋换成新的。
And so it wants us to change our old wineskins to new. It wants us to revive our old faith.
才能够接受耶稣基督的福音。
So I revive our old life so that we're able to accept the gospel of Christ.
我们想想看，为什么有很多基督徒过得很不喜乐。
Let's think about how come there are many unhappy Christians.
因为还是旧酒袋。
Because they're still old wineskins.
所以接受了福音之后吞也吞不下，吐也吐不出来，就胀在那边就像那个旧酒袋装了新酒一样。
And so once they receive the gospel, they're unable to swallow it and take it in, but at the same time, they can't throw it up, so it just sits there.
怎么会有喜乐呢？
How could they be joyful?
所以同样的福音永远是这个世界不同的声音。
So in the same way, the gospel will always be a different voice in this world.
所以同样每一个基督徒如果要忠实的实践福音的使命。
And so in the same way, if any Christian wants to faithfully carry out the commission.
可想而知的，我们在这个社会上，在这个世界里头一定会特立独行。
Then we will be different in this world, in this society.
一定会与众不同。
We will act differently.
甚至成为众人的笑柄。
We could even become the laughingstock of other people.
不但是这样。
And not only that.
还会正面的挑战这个人世间的罪恶跟权势。
We will have struggles over or struggles with sin.
冒犯那一些要随从这个世界的法则行事的人。
And we will come into, we will be at odds with those who want to,
follow this world.
Follow this world.
所以基督徒永远是这个世界的异类。
And so the Christians will always be that oddball in this world.
所以到此为止，我们可以想象神当日交付这个耶利米先知的使命，跟今天主耶稣交付给我们的福音使命。其实是没有什么不同的。
And so if we look at the commission that God gave Jeremiah versus the one that Jesus gave us, it's actually not that different.
同样是激烈的拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽种。
It is the same work of pulling down and tearing up and rooting and destroying and planting and building.
所以耶利米先知在当时遭受全地人的顽抗跟反对，如同主耶稣曾经预言过的。
And so, all of the, and so all of the things that Jeremiah faced when he came to preach were also things that Jesus prophesied.
这个世界如果恨恶我们的主，
that if this world hated our Lord,
也必然会恨恶凡是跟随主的人。
It will also hate those who follow the Lord.
没有什么稀奇哦。
And this is nothing new. This should not be surprising.
哦，所以我们承接的使命很伟大。
And so we accept a great commission.
是跟整个世界来为敌，来作对的。
It is to be at odds with this entire world.
是跟整个败坏的体制来为敌。来作对的。
It is to be an enemy to all who have worshipped astray.
哦，世界把我们当成是异类。
And the world treats us as oddballs.
哦，如同保罗被当时人看作是世上的渣子、垃圾。
Just like how Paul was viewed as the garbage of this world.
哦，因为所承接的使命。
Because of the commission that he had to bear.
是如此的伟大跟挑战性。
How great and what a challenge of a commission that is.
好，那我们再来看看。
Let's also look.
但是承接这么伟大，这么具有挑战性的神圣使命的我们啊。
Those of us who have this great commission, this commission that brings such challenges.
哦，却不会因此而变得伟大的。
This commission does not make us great.
好，耶利米先知对神的呼召反应是自觉的不配。
Jeremiah's response to God's calling was that he was unworthy.
如同第六节所说，说主啊，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
Just like verse 6, he said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
哦，在这里告诉我们，承担使命的人与这个所承担的使命并不相配。
Here shows us that the person who received the commission was not fitting for the commission that he was receiving.
也没有办法独自来承担，来完成神的使命。
There's no way that he could have taken on or completed the commission of God.
哦，所以唯有在这个耶利米先知自己知道他没有办法凭着自己的力量来贯彻神所托付给他的神圣使命。
And so it was only when Jeremiah understood that he could not use his own abilities and strength to take and finish the commission that God wanted to give him.
并且坦诚地来承认自己的无能为力。
And to say and to speak about his limits to God.
神在这个时候才来校正调整他对侍奉的看法。
Then it was then that God taught him and adjusted his views about service.
七节八节啊，神对耶利米说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去；我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。”
Verses 7 and 8, But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
神调整耶利米他对侍奉的看法。
God adjusted Jeremiah's view toward service.
从我要做什么
from what am I going to do,
到神要我做什么
to what does God want me to do.
是神借着我们工作的。
It is God who uses us to work.
由于认定这个侍奉是神借着我们工作。
In the same way, service is something that God uses us to do.
我们便能够知道我们自己的资格以及我们自己的能力。
So we first must understand our qualities and we must understand our abilities.
不是构成神是不是要我们承担某些侍奉的关键因素。
And so this is the key factor in serving God.
好，因为是神促成的。
Because this is something that God wants to do.
与我们没有必然的关系。
It actually, the work of God has no, it does not have to do with us.
比如说跟我们的想法、跟我们的看法、跟我们的喜好、厌恶。
For example, in terms of our views, our hobbies, the way we think,
都没有相关的。
This has nothing to do with his work.
我们的服事会对教会产生若干的影响，没有错。
Yes, our service will
会对教会产生一些影响。
And of course, our service will influence the church in some way or other.
但却没有办法超越或者是驾驭我们所服侍的这个目标跟终极的权利，没办法超越神
but it cannot surpass God.
那么来看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.
腓立比书一章十六节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 16.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。十七节。
17.
那一等传基督是出于结党。并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。十八节。
18.
这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。这个时候保罗是关在监牢里头。
At this time, Paul was locked in prison.
他没有自由。
He had no freedom.
外面又有人传异端。
There are people preaching heresy out there.
纷争结党。
There was a lot of division.
在监牢里头的保罗心里可想而知是何等的焦心。
And so you can think about how anxious Paul was getting in prison.
但是也唯有在这个时候，他才能重新来校正他对侍奉的看见。
But only at that time could Paul adjust his view about service.
是神在做工，不是你保罗在做工。
It is God who's doing the work, not you, Paul.
当然神借着你保罗做的一些事情是可以造成一些影响，没有错。
And of course, God used you, Paul, to do some things, to influence some things.
但却不能够压倒性的来超越来控制神的整个计划。
But you cannot surpass and you cannot control the plan of God.
换句话说，没有你保罗，神还是可以兴起工人来完成他的计划。
In other words, if Paul didn't exist, God could still raise up workers to carry out his plan.
保罗会被捆绑，但是神的福音却不会被捆绑。
Paul could be chained, but God's gospel will never be chained.
换句话说，使命的伟大并不代表工人的伟大。
In other words, the greatness of the commission does not equal the greatness of the worker.
这个是神要调整耶利米的看见。
And this is what God wanted to adjust in the concepts of Jeremiah.
也等于今天要教导我们所有的工人对自我的看见。
And this is also what God wants to teach us all of us workers about ourselves.
那为什么工人在侍奉一段日子之后会有这样的一个潜在的危机，把自我无限的放大。
Now, how come after we serve God for a while, we have that danger of magnifying ourselves before God?
小弟个人觉得有两个原因。
I personally feel like there are two reasons.
第一个原因
，the first，
就是自己觉得做了一些伟大的牺牲。
Is that I feel like I have sacrificed much.
当我们要出来服事侍奉之前呢？我们都经历过很重要的一个抉择。
Before we come out to preach, we face a great decision.
那这个抉择很多时候意味着就是我们要放弃一些原来我们所珍惜的东西。
And this decision lies in whether I'm going to give up a lot of these things that I once treasured.
比如说我原来的职业。
For example, my original job,
美好的前途,
my money,
原本的理想,
my original dreams,
尤其是传道人,
especially for preachers.
为了要当传道, 那当然你要辞职。
In order to become a preacher, of course, you have to quit your job.
也许你这个工作原本很好的, 应看很高的。
Maybe you had a really good job with a high income before.
也许你拥有美好的前途啊。
Maybe you had a lot of money and a lot of land.
下一任的 CEO 就是你了。
Maybe you were about to become the next CEO.
也许你有原本自己的理想。
Maybe you had your own dreams.
但是你为了要服侍神，你必须要做一些选择。
But in order to serve God, you had to make a decision.
就如同保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
他为了要得着基督他就必须要把他以前看为宝贵的通通视为粪土。
In order to follow Christ, he had to view everything that he treasured before as rubbish.
所以有时候就会有一种好像自觉做了一些伟大的牺牲。
And so sometimes we feel like, oh, I've made this great sacrifice.
那在这种这种不自觉之下就会产生自我伟大。
And so without even realizing, we often elevate ourselves.
第二个原因
The second reason.
就是自觉的 拥有伟大的意向，伟大的使命。
Is that we?
哦，伟大的哦，这个 mission 哦 ，great mission.
Is that we have? Well, we've taken on such a great commission.
A great view. 哦，哎，未得之地，失丧的灵魂。哦，为主耶稣要钉十字架啊，要为主耶稣尽忠烧尽。
That I'm going to go out there, I'm going to give it all, and I'm going to sacrifice my life and be willing to die on the cross for Jesus.
哦，如此一来，壮烈的牺牲加上伟大的意向跟使命。
And so when you take this, when you take this great sacrifice and you combine it with this great vision of this great sacrifice,
很容易会让我们服侍的人呢、哦、产生不平衡的感觉。
Then often it's easy for us workers to have an unbalanced view.
哦，陷入到这个自我无限放大的偏差里头。
And we fall into this partiality or this partial view where we magnify ourselves.
那自我偏差无限放大，往往话会表现在什么事情上面
？And when we view ourselves in this way, or when we magnify ourselves, where do we see these things happening?
哦，小弟呀、啊。个人感觉有两点。
For me, I feel like there are two places.
第一点呢
？The first
就是无端的那个委屈感。
The first is
没有理由的那种委屈感哦。
Is a feeling of unfairness.
哦，我已经为主耶稣摆上这么多了。
I've already given so much for Christ.
我已经为主牺牲这么多了。
I've already sacrificed so much for Him.
我原本是某某的专业人才耶。
I used to be such and such an expert or something.
前途似锦。
I had a lot of money.
生活富裕。
And I had my life was great.
今天呢，我是为了要服侍神，还有服侍教会的缘故啊。我必须要通通放弃。
Today it is because I want to serve God and serve the church that I had to give all this up.
哦，所以自觉损失很多。
And so we feel like we've lost a lot.
经常有这个强烈的委屈感。
So often we have this strong sense of unfairness.
哦，那这种强烈的委屈感呢、啊，啊、哦，会让我们经常觉得被人家欺负，被人家亏负了。
Now this strong sense of injustice makes us often feel like we have been even bullied by others.
哦，所以不知不觉的总是想要。寻求在某些地方某些事情来得到补偿。
And so, without even realizing, we often feel like we need to make up for it in certain other areas.
哦，比如说啊，哦，那个特殊的待遇。
For example, 待
遇。哦，特殊的待遇哈，或者是、啊、更多的尊重。
For example, we want to be treated specially, or we want to receive extra respect.
哦，比如说哈、啊，神学生来说、啊。
For example, for a theological student.
啊，我是放下一切啊，来念神学的。
I've put down everything to come here and be in going to TTP.
哦，所以教会的弟兄姐妹，理当就要照顾我的一切跟我家庭的一切生活。
And so all you brothers and sisters should take care of my life and the life of all of my family members.
哦，那更何况啊，我是啊，牺牲一切进神学院来念书的。
And even more so, because I came into TTP, I sacrificed everything to come here and study.
所以神学院的老师啊，不应该逼迫我。
And so the TTP instructors should not persecute me.
更不能够把我当掉。
And they cannot let me go.
有一次啊，小弟问这个啊、在神学院啊、教书的哈、哦、这个王老师啊，他也是在外面啊、这个大学啊、的教授。
Once in TTP, I asked one of our teachers, Mr. Wang, who was also a professor in a school outside of TTP.
教我们教会历史。
He was teaching about the history of the church.
因为他啊，在外面也是啊，这个教这个哈历史啊，他是历史学的教授。
Because he was actually a history professor also.
啊，小弟就说王老师啊。哦，你在教外面的大学，对外面大学生的要求跟对我们神学生的要求啊。是不是一样
？And so I asked him, Mr. Wang, what you expect from your students outside of TTP, is it the same as what you expect from us here?
哦，你是不是、啊、把对外面大学生那严格的哈、哦、这个要求、啊、也拿来要求我们神学生
？Do you use the same strictness? Do you have the same level of expectations of them as you do of us?
他笑一笑说啊，当然没有啊。
He laughed and said, "Of course not."
我可不敢冒着哈、啊、逼迫神工人的。这个大罪啊！来逼迫你们。
How could I commit a great sin of persecuting all of you workers of God? If I end up failing you guys and you have to come in the summer to make up something, some work, then I'm the one that ends up tired.
到现在啊，小弟还对王老师哦，还有一份愧对感哦。
Up to today, I feel a sense of guilt, or I feel like I owe Mr. Wang.
有一次他出的一个 homework 叫做从劣势情节看殉道主义。Once
he gave us an assignment.
劣势情节看殉道主义，人都想要当烈士，要为主耶稣砍头。
About how people seem to want to give up their life for God or die for or become a martyr.
小弟那时候的程度根本不可能写这种报告。And
for me, at the level I was at, there is no way I could write that essay.
我小弟就给他乱起，从黄花岗七十二烈士都搬出来了。And
so I just BS the entire essay.
我既不想当烈士，我也不想殉道。
And I thought that there's no way that I could ever become a martyr.
随便写一写就交差了事了。And
so I just wrote whatever and then turned the essay in.
这个王老师还勉强让我过关。And
he still managed to pass me.
当我后来知道什么叫做殉道主义，什么叫做烈士情节，一直想要再补一篇来给王老师。And
it was later only when I started to truly understand martyrdom that I felt like I really should write a makeup essay to give back to him.
所以我们回到刚刚讲，所以人都会有这种无端的委屈感。And
so we often have this this sense of injustice without even realizing.
所以就会想要从其他方面来得着补偿。And
so we'll feel like we should compensate for that somewhere else.
那还有，比如说，教会的长子、传道、同工等等。Also
for our elders and deacons or pastors in the church.
有时候也会有这样的一个软弱。Sometimes
we also have this weakness.
我是没有领薪水的。
For the elders and deacons, often it's like, I don't even get a salary.
或者是我传道人薪水就这么一点点而已。
Or for pastors, like, my salary is like peanuts.
我牺牲很大。
I've sacrificed so much.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，你不应该对我做过多的要求啊。
And so you brothers and sisters shouldn't ask too much of me.
不要计较我啊，是不是准时来参加聚会。
Don't be yelling at me or taking attendance about whether I'm on time or not.
也不可以按照外面的个标准啊，齁。 来衡量我的表现，来打考绩。
And you can't take assessment styles from outside of church and try to assess me or to grade me.
只有神才能够鉴察我传道啊，你们都不行。
Only God can examine me as a pastor. None of you can touch me.
就类似这样子的。
We see stuff like that.
所以这样的一个心态背后，隐藏着一个理念。
And so this kind of attitude, actually, there's something behind it.
就是我们。 奉献出来侍奉神的人，仅仅是为了神而已。Behind
it, behind our attitude of service should be that we come out to serve because of God.
是为了教会。It's
because of a church.
所以我们是牺牲自己的幸福来成就神的计划。And
so we should gladly sacrifice ourselves in order to fulfill the plan of God.
来为教会的弟兄姐妹得好处的。So
that the brothers and the sisters in the church can be benefited.
是神赚到了，是教会赚到了。It
is God who wins out. It is the church that wins out.
亏本的是我自己。And
the one that loses should be myself.
有一次跟一个同工去拜访他以前工作的地方，因为有个弟兄在那边工作。
I once went with a coworker in church to visit his old workplace because there's another brother who worked there.
这个同工看一看他以前所工作的地方，心有感慨地说了。And
when this coworker of mine saw the place that he used to work, he said,
如果我没有当传道的话，If
I didn't come out to be a pastor,
继续在这里工作也不错啊。If
I had stayed here to work, that wouldn't have been so bad.
因为同工很熟啊，我就把这个修理他了。
And because I knew him pretty well, I kind of yelled at him a little bit.
手扶着犁往后看的人不配做我的门徒。
He said that he who puts his hand to the plow but looks back is unfit to be a disciple.
哦，那如果你还继续在这里工作，我看到第一个被 lay off 的就是你。
I think if you had continued to work here, you probably would have been the first to be laid off.
哦，当然了，是开开玩笑了。
Of course, I was just kidding.
哦，但是我们看不到的一个事实啊。
But a reality that we cannot see.
哦，也就是说，做这个抉择。哦、放下一切来服侍神，其实最大的赢家是我们自己、啊、
Is that when we make this decision to sacrifice everything to serve God, actually the greatest winner is us.
以我们当传道的人来说
，For those of us who have become preachers,
啊、经常啊，这弟兄姐妹说、啊，传道你们好辛苦，全世界到处跑。
Often brothers and sisters say, "Oh, pastor, it's so tiring for you that you have to go all around the world all the time."
哦。想一想、哦、真的呢我去过好几个国家也蛮辛苦的。
And I think, oh wow, yeah, I've been to all these different countries and it has been tiring.
哎直到有一次有一个信徒说传道你们好好哦。
Until there was this one person, this one believer who once told me, oh pastor, you guys have it so good.
可以全世界到处去耶。
You can travel the world.
想一想也是啊。
I thought that's kind of true too.
就凭我的能力经济也好、哦啊、这个才能也好。
Just based on my own ability, either economically or just in terms of my abilities.
要来美国啊，哦，观光可能可以的哈。
I think I might have been able to make it to America by myself just for a vacation.
哦，要住下来啊，这种种的条件，哦，更不要谈说全世界到处去了啊。
But then to live here and forget about traveling the entire world.
你何德何能啊
？How are you going to ever pull that off?
所以还真的是赚到了。
And so actually, yeah, I have won out.
所以、真正、服侍神最大的赢家还是自己。
And so truly, when you serve God, the greatest winner is yourself.
好，那再来正把自己无限放大的另外一个原因呢
？Now the other reason that we unwittingly magnify ourselves.
就是这个自我神圣化的危机哦。哦，把自己啊神圣化、哦，变成神呐、啊。
Is the danger of us elevating ourselves to be like God.
好，就如同刚刚我们前面所说的，因为我们自觉做了重大的牺牲。
Just like we said before, because we made this decision to make such a great sacrifice.
哦，再加上这个伟大的使命、伟大的意向。
You add on this great commission, you add on this great vision.
哦，所以经常很容易把自我给伟大化、给神圣化了。
So often it is easy for us to magnify ourselves or elevate ourselves to the status of God.
觉得自己啊是非常重要的。
We feel like I am so important.
哦，我是神特别选召的。
I was specially chosen by God.
我肩负着神神圣无比的使命。
And so I have this great commission of God.
所以我地位崇高。
And so my position, my status is higher.
我与众不同。
And I am different from all of you.
这样的人呢，也常常会有几种表现哦。
And these kinds of people, you'll see a few things.
好，第一个就是他的自尊心非常的强。
First is that they have really great self-esteem.
一方面呢，急需要别人的尊重。
And on one side, they feel like they really need to be respected by other people.
他没有办法接受别人对他任何的冒犯跟不尊敬。
And they are unable to accept any kind of disrespect from other people.
哦，所以这样的人。对于什么排名啦、啊、位置啦、啊、头衔啦、啊、待遇呀、啊、等等、哦、哎，都非常的敏感。
And so these people are very sensitive to positions, to rankings.
也特别的在乎啊。
And to titles, and they care about them a lot.
哦，那个经常哦，啊，小弟到哦其他国哦。国家去协助哈圣工的时候
，When I often have a chance to go to other countries to help with the holy work，
哦，特别都还要介绍，这是美国总会的传道。
They will often specifically announce me as a pastor from the U.S. General Assembly。
还会特别问你说，哎，周传道，你在美国总会啊，哦，这个总会负责人里头啊，你是不是总会负责人呢？啊，你是不是哪个处的处负责啊
？And they'll even ask me, "Oh, pastor, are you one of the U.S. General Assembly Council members? Are you a department chair in one of the USGA departments?"
要把你的这个职分要写在黑板上。
We want to write your title on the blackboard。
哦，有一次哦，小弟回台湾。
Once when I went back to Taiwan。
哦，那的一个啊，也是负责人哦，那个也是从小认识到长大的。
I ran into a council member who I also grew up with。
哦，在台上啊介绍的时候还特别说，啊，我们这个哦，这个俊宏啊， 哦，这个现在从哦，这个美国总会特别把他从东岸调到西岸，就是要让他当区负责。
And he, when he was introducing me on the pulpit, he actually specifically said, "Oh, this Chung Hung that we know, he was specifically moved from the East Coast of America to the West Coast so that the GA could make him the region coordinator."
哦，好像这些职分哦变成官位哦，变成 title， 变成头衔。
It's as if these responsibilities have become a type of title or position.
哦，所以。在乎这些好的人哦，啊，自尊心极强的人呐、啊，任何的怠慢，任何的差别待遇啊，哦，都会让他非常的反感，甚至激烈的抗议。
And so these types of people will feel very sensitive to positions and titles and rankings, and they will fight for them.
哦，那同样的，这样的人呢、啊，也通常没办法来接受说自己是有局限的。
And in the same way, these are also the types of people that are unable to hear from other people that they have limits.
哦，特别是在知识跟能力上的这个局限。
Especially limitations when it comes to knowledge or ability.
哦，将主耶稣哦的勉励说，我们要像天父一样的完全。把他误解说、啊、我像天父一样的完全。
And these people misunderstand or.They misinterpret when Jesus said that be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect to interpret that as, oh, I'm perfect.
哦，把保罗所说的属灵的人参透万事，把他认为说我啊啊上知天文下知地理啊，什么都懂。
And they take what Paul said that the spiritual man knows all things to feel like, oh, I know everything about heaven and hell and everything.
我是真理的最高权威。
I am the great keeper of the truth.
我能够为每一个争论来下最后的答案。
I can give an answer to every question.
哦，当然了，这样的人绝对也不允许人家挑战他的。
Of course, these people will not accept any challenge from anyone.
不容许有人呐怀疑。甚至否定他的看法。
They will not take it when anybody doubts or comes against his views.
你否定我的看法，就等于是否定教会。
If you do not agree with my views, then you do not agree with the church.
就是否定神。
You do not agree with God.
就是否定真理。
And you are against the truth.
哦，把自我无限的放大。
We have magnified ourselves.
哦，这个。第一个表现，自尊心很强。
And this is the first manifestation, is that they have very great self-confidence.
第二个表现，
the second manifestation,
自我保护也很强。
They also have a great sense of self-preservation.
因为啊，不认错与不服输的个性。
And they have this attitude of not being willing to admit they're wrong.
当然也不能容许有人发现他的弱点。
So of course they cannot bear it when anybody discovers their weaknesses.
哦，不能够让人家知道他的真相。
Nobody can see who I really am.
哦，所以会经常啊，把自己隐藏在各种的角色跟面具的背后。
So they will often hide us in certain corners or behind certain masks.
哦，跟人啊都保持着适当的安全距离。
And they always maintain a safe distance with other people.
哦，有时候会让人感觉到说他好冷漠，他好疏离呀。
Sometimes they'll make people feel like, well, this guy is so cold.
哦，事实上啊，圣职人员哦，经常是孤单寂寞的。
Actually, it is true. The holy workers are often lonely.
也没有办法跟一般的弟兄姐妹哦来论交往啊。
Because they're not able to have the time to just fellowship and spend time with other brothers and sisters.
哦，以免呢影响到自我的形象跟尊严。
And often it affects my our sense of our dignity.
啊、哦，有一次哦，这个一个。传道哈、哦，在吃药哈、哦，因为感冒咳嗽。
Once there was a pastor who got a cold and he was taking medication.
哦，被信徒看到啊，传道也要吃药啊。
And he was a member saw him and this member yelled out, "Oh, pastors have to eat medicine too."
哦，听说哈、哦，以前台湾传道哦，那时候还没有全民健保哦。看病要到总会去拿劳保单，要从后门进去，怕说从前门被信徒看到。
Or than the past in Taiwan when the full-time ministers did not have health insurance and they had to go get a certification from the GA before they went to see a doctor. They used to sneak in through the back door so members wouldn't see them coming in through the front.
那甚至人有时候、啊、也很难有同工能够交心的。
And often for a holy worker, it is hard to even find a co-worker with whom we can converse and talk about what we need to talk about.
因为怕哪一天、哦、这个同工不小心、啊 把你的隐私哦软弱泄露出去了。
Because we're always afraid that one day this coworker might just tell everybody everything we told them.
啊，会对自己不利啊，影响自我形象。
And it will not help my image with other people.
哦，于是啊，经常就把自己孤立起来了。
And so often we close ourselves in.
哦，除了对太太还勉强可以讲上几句啊。
If we try really hard, maybe we can say a few sentences to our wives.
哦，什么事情啊，只能够藏在心里头。
But other things we can only put inside our hearts.
哦，当然啦，我们也必须承认哦，啊，圣职人员也不一定能够改变哦，信徒对他们啊的过高的信仰跟道德的要求。
Of course, we should not neglect or we should have to be able to admit that members often have a higher than usual expectation of our moral standards.
那信徒啊，也未必都能够接受这些圣职人员真的用人的面目啊，好，来示人，好，所带来那种非神格化，好，之后啊，由失望到轻视。有时候小弟就有这种感觉了。
So sometimes I feel this way.
好，就说太好，在跟弟兄姐妹也好，有时候如果啊比较我们说所谓的哈啊亲切哈。
Oh, that sometimes if I am especially close with a brother or sister,
啊，说反而会被弟兄姐妹当成你这团队很酷秀哈，你这个团队传道不属灵。
And then we may feel like, oh, this pastor is not spiritual.
哦，有一次哈，一个姐妹跟小弟讲，周传道你很像人呢。
Once there was a sister who told me, hey, Pastor Chow, you really seem like a human.
我本来就是人嘛。
I thought, I am a human.
不是的，我的意思是说，你不像哦，啊，像一些传道人哦，好像神那样的高不可攀哦，你比较像人哦。
She said, no, I mean that you're not like some other pastors who are so high, they're so lofty like they're God, and you're not allowed to touch them.
哦，虽然哦，有时候会被人家说不属灵啊，但是我还蛮 enjoy 的。
Actually, I am often called unspiritual by people, but I enjoy that.
哦，因为大多数的信徒宁可亲近一个真性情、有血有肉的牧人。
Because most members are more willing to draw near to a worker who is of flesh and blood and who is a human.
哦，也不喜欢一个啊冷漠疏离，哦，好像啊旧约好戴着面纱的摩西啊。
They don't want to draw close to somebody who's high and lofty or who's cold or like Moses who had this glowing face around him.
他们宁可听一位在他们当中凡事跟他们一样，好，如同道成了肉身的耶稣基督模样的新约使徒。
They'd rather spend time with a New Testament apostle that's like Jesus who came in the flesh and blood and lived and dwelt among the people.
哦，也不要一个啊遥不可及戴着神秘面纱的旧约祭司。
And not like one of those Old Testament priests who you could not touch.
哦，所以就算是不能身为神职人员的啊，我们呐，啊，也应当在信徒盲目的造神运动当中保持清醒的头脑。
And so those of us who are workers of God, when we are even among the brothers and sisters, we should always preserve this sober mind.
好，知道我们自我的境况跟信徒的期待有多少的差距。
We should understand what distance there is between who I really am and what the members expect of me.
不要自欺欺人哦。
We should not cheat or lie to ourselves.
信徒把你当作神。
When members treat you like God,
或许是信徒的幼稚。
And maybe that is just the childishness of a member.
如果你也乐在其中摇晃着，那就是你自我欺骗了。
But if you go and you accept that and act that way, then that is you lying to yourself.
我们最后再回到这个耶利米书一章的六节。
Finally, let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6.
我就说主神啊，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
唯有当我们如此的自我认知，
Only when we have a true self-understanding,
接纳我们自我本身的限制，
Only when we can accept our own limitations,
承认了我们本来就是 非全知、非全能、非完美的人。
And accept that we started off and we are people who are imperfect and who are powerless.
甚至啊，是不配侍奉的人。
And we are not worthy to serve.
是神要我做他的工。
It is God who wants me to do His work.
要我说他的话。
Who wants me to speak His words.
如此我们才能够发觉啊，原来个人的荣辱得失啊，跟今天我们所要承接的这个服事，并不是那么样的重要。
Only then can we realize that my own views or my own or basically me, I am not.That important when it comes to the work of God.
自己不是不可被取代的人。
It is not that I cannot be. Oh, it is that I can be replaced.
我之所以在今日，在这个服事的岗位上，不是因为我与众不同，也不是因为我有什么特殊的本领。
And today, because I, for me to be able to be in this position or to have this responsibility of service, it's not because I am special or I have something special.
而是主对我的差遣。
But it is because of the calling of God.
就算没有我
，So even if there were no me,
主也可以另外差遣别人了。
God could just go call someone else.
所以真正完美的是神。
So the true perfect one is God.
是他在做工。
And it's He who is doing the work.
他才是主角。
He is the star.
而我们个人的荣辱也好，得失也好，是不是被尊重？一点都不重要。
And for us, whether or not we're respected or how we're viewed, none of this is important.
所以认定我们自己并不是伟大的人。
And so we must understand and know that we are not great.
能够帮助我们更清楚地看清我们目前所承担的使命。
And we should be able to see clearly the great commission that lies before us.
所接受的服事。
And the service that we accept.
原来都已经伟大到我们不配来接受了。
All of these things are so great that we are completely unworthy to accept them.
这样我们才不会有那种龙困浅滩、大材小用的委屈感。
In that way, we will not have a feeling of injustice, or we will not feel slighted, or like we are not being utilized to our full potential.
我们才能够更专心，也更甘心、踏实、毫无怨言的。继续侍奉下去。
And then in that way, we will be able to continue moving forward and to continue serving on.
伟大的使命，不伟大的自己。
A great commission, but a not so great self.
唱诗五十首。
50.
Jesus,
全能耶稣，救我到底，唯独耶稣是我救主。我心赞美，我口仰尊，救我一活是我称神，全能之主，荣耀之王。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在再一次的同心跪下来祷告。
Now we once again kneel down and pray.
我们感谢神在上午的带领。
We thank God for His guidance this morning.
我们为接下来的圣礼求神继续来带领。
We also ask God to continue guiding the sacraments this afternoon.
让我们要接受按手帮助祷告，可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come to the front.
我们请教会的长子传道来协助按手。
We ask the ministers of the church to help with laying of hands.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.